Getting on board with the Word of God is not always easy. Let's be honest. And Lent is one word. releasing those bound and untrusted, untying the thong of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. The word of God is a different stick to fasting. And sometimes the words of God lead to actions which speak about the words, because it's not just a matter of words, it's actions too. The other day, a friend of mine posted on Facebook a collection of Myers-Briggs personality tests and how they would do this. Turns out that my personality, I think that it has nothing to do with my myself. Well, that's impossible for comparison. But many of us have an instinct, let's do, let as a self-help plan thing to do. We check off what I do every day and let God know it's me. But what does this first reading say? It summarizes all that God takes from Jacob and Israel and saved them. It was what God did for them, not what they did for God. And sometimes we forget that. 1971, but then 8 years, not the word, but a book by Mother Teresa. The title was Something Beautiful for God, about her work in the Missionary of Charity. It was a press conference, and there's not going on and on and on about this great woman. And there's my Mother Teresa's videotape, and walked up to the microphone and said, "You've got it all wrong, Mr. Margaret. It's not something we do for God. It's something that God does for us." Self-help, prayer, almsgiving, fasting, and on a deeper level, it's the conversion of our hearts and dealing with our real temptations that all of us have. Every time something is happening, we hear the word of God as we did this evening. Words matter. And then it leads us to the altar, go to the cross, go to the confessional. Because then it deepens our relationship with God. Words matter. And we'll soon come to this altar to receive the word incarnate with the bread of life and the cup of salvation. The very first book of Genesis, it says, God said, let every light in here was light. Something happens when you and I hear the word of God. And tonight, what ought to happen is that we look at the word of God during this holy season and let the scriptures, one more time, take root in our hearts. To listen to the word of God is not just a brain exercise. It's an affair of the heart. Humble, contrite heart. That's what matters in this holy season. And then you do prayer, fasting, almsgiving, but not to put the muscle on good old God to be nice to us, but to share with others what we have and to go to God's glory. Lent, however, is not just a matter of words, it's of deeds, and it's also a season that we do together in hope. And this Lent is not different for all of us because of difficulties in our church. We realize